This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support for our program. And one of our favorite guests, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, is with us. And if you'd like to join our conversation, 877-217-5757. Much to talk with Governor Nungesser about. And earlier this week, Governor John Bel Edwards announced some relaxation of rules. There is still the mask mandate, but bars and restaurants can now go back to pretty much the way it was. And we're hopeful that with more people being vaccinated, that the COVID age will come to an end sometime in the near term. Governor Nungesser, good morning to you.
Good morning, my friend. Happy Easter, and glad to celebrate Autism Day and recognize all those special people here in Louisiana. Great to be with you.
Autism Day, which, of course, is a malady that affects far too many people, and more kids are afflicted with it, and there is a spectrum, and some people have milder cases than others. But for those of us who have known autistic children, they are very brave people, and of course, those who care for them make great sacrifices to make their lives better, Governor.
Yeah, I saw miracles happen when I had my therapeutic riding facility in Plaquemines. Miracles happened on the back of that horse. Actually, a gentleman came and visited my office last year that graduated from college that started at a young age riding at my riding center in Plaquemines. So, you know, people are doing great things to help these youngsters lead productive lives in business and school. And I thank the governor for lighting up the mansion tonight in blue to honor and celebrate.
877-217-5757 for Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. And the governor has, by edict, opened things up. It was the 16th of March, a year ago, that things went basically on lockdown. And now we're getting back to, quote, normal, if that is the right word. But it's still a treacherous place out there. You of course, you contracted COVID-19 and came back from it, but it was not a pleasant process. And some people, as we know, more than 10,000 souls in Louisiana have been lost to COVID. Where are we right now, Governor?
Well, you know, we had our meeting the last 3 days in Lake Charles to support rebuilding after the storm, dealing with all this at once. And then I was in New Orleans last night to speak to the first big convention. They were socially distanced in the convention center, 3,000 people here, we the storm. And we've been bringing some events back, offering Louisiana Land Yap seafood and a local band of musicians. We had the water ski champion in Baton Rouge this year. But we're excited. You know, we're going to have to compete with our neighboring states. Mississippi has spent $10 million in marketing, Tennessee $22 million. Hawaii has committed $100 million. We're going to have to kick our game up a notch, mm-hmm. get creative to get back to those record numbers. But I'm excited about the outdoor fairs and festivals that are going to be able to take place this year.
The governor released a limit on outdoor events, increased indoor limits to 500, sporting events indoors to 50% capacity. Businesses and restaurants feel relieved as a result of his decision. Based on the information present, do you think he made the right call?
Yes. You know, I hoped the mayor would get in line with the governor because, you know, you can go get a drink at midnight in Jefferson, but you can't in New Orleans. And we all know so goes New Orleans tourism. It affects the whole state. And that mixed message really, really makes it difficult to promote people to come to the state. And we're hoping that we continue to operate safely and we can get the doors wide open and start bringing in those large events that we need to fill the hotels all over Louisiana.
We're visiting with Governor Billy Nungesser, and that is a appropriate term for a lieutenant governor, an honorary one, to call him governor. And he is the proverbial heartbeat away if something were to happen to John Bel Edwards. Now, your bailiwick as lieutenant governor is tourism. That is the main thing, but there are many other aspects of government that you're involved with. And as lieutenant governor, you have to be prepared for any eventuality. And in the legislature, there's apparently going to be a robust discussion about whether to go back to the closed primary system in Louisiana for elections. And prior to 1975, we were like most of the rest of the country, and we had Republican primaries and Democratic primaries. And Edwin Edwards didn't like it because sometimes, in his case, he would have to run twice as a Democrat to get the nomination, and then he would run against a fresh Republican. So he pushed and successfully got this instituted, and it resulted in not the death of the Republican Party, but basically at the birth of the modern Republican Party, led by Billy Nungesser Sr. and David Treen, and Republicans now control state government in Louisiana. So why would the Republican Party, which apparently many of its ranking members want to go to a closed primary, why would they want to change things back to the way they were, Governor?
You know, I'm brutally honest. A few power-hungry people that would do anything to get elected. You know, we see the Republicans in both governor races destroy their opponent with lies and falsehoods, so those Republican supporters don't support the Republican in a runoff. Back in the old days, the Republicans didn't lie about their opponents, and we saw it for Speaker of the House and Head of the Senate. New legislators being threatened if they didn't vote for the one that the chosen one. They didn't win those battles, and I don't think they'll win this battle because the right thing usually wins out. We've built it to over 1 million Republicans. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Some of those people that are pushing it, it's the only way they get elected statewide. And then you're going to have all the Republicans going to the far right and get a conservative Democrat waiting for him in the runoff. All we got to do is do the right thing and not lie about our opponents and leave it the way it is. Because, look, when you're elected, you don't represent the far right. You represent all of Louisiana. We've got enough divide in this country. And if Louisiana is going to move forward and come out of the COVID and rebuild our economy and make our state better, we got to put differences aside and work for all of Louisiana. And what we're trying to do here is divide it once more. And the Republicans, those that want to control it, are going to destroy the Republican Party. I've had over 50 calls in the last 2 days. Just like I did from legislators that were pretty much threatened about who to vote for head of the Speaker of the House and head of the Senate. And they say, what do I do? I said, you do in your heart what you think's best for Louisiana. We got to get together and quit this. The best person should win because they're best to represent Louisiana, not because they can outspeak somebody. Most of them wasn't around when we built the Republican Party. They don't know what it was like in the early days pulling that elephant around Louisiana with my father trying to talk our core values. Ronald Reagan said it's a big tent. And I can remember my dad having conversations and changing Republican law, Democrat lawmakers over. In Louisiana, we're different. We've got a lot of Democrats and independents that support Republicans every time. That's why we win elections. Now you're going to say we don't want your vote in the first primary. You don't get a choice. But in the runoff, hey, vote for us. It's absolutely ridiculous.
All right. Well, in Stephanie Grace's column in yesterday's Advocate Picayune, she writes, as Louisiana lawmakers prepare to once again consider abandoning the usual come one, come all open primary, some of the state's more partisan politicians are lining up behind the change. They include Republican Attorney General and possible 2023 gubernatorial candidate Jeff Landry, who more than perhaps anyone has embarrassed Washington-style divisiveness, Washington-style divisiveness in Baton Rouge. Also in support is another likely gubernatorial hopeful, State Senator Sharon Hewitt, Republican from Slidell, who showed during last year's debates over pandemic voting rules that she, too, could read a national GOP script. That's from Stephanie Grace. But Jeff Landry is a powerful force in state government, and he is for this. We hear the number two person in state government, and the ranking Republican, Billy Nungesser, is against it. This puts you and the Attorney General clearly on different sides. Is that any kind of a problem with you, or are you ready to joust with Jeff Landry?
Listen, I'll go out on a limb. Jeff Landry can't win in an open primary. And the decisiveness, the punishing, the threatening of legislators, the commercials they ran against fellow Republicans. Jeff Landry's PAC pushed an article out by the Hayrod after I asked people to come together in the special session and fix Louisiana's problem, saying I was for higher taxes. A complete lie. But his PAC put money behind that and made sure every Republican saw it. Complete lie. But that's what's wrong with the party. People that would do absolutely anything to get elected. Look, I ran because of Katrina. I want to help this state. But I won't lie, cheat, or steal to get elected.
All right. The gloves are off between the lieutenant governor and the attorney general. Billy Nungesser says Jeff Landry cannot win a race for governor in an open primary system. We'll talk more with Governor Nungesser. 877-217-5757 is your number. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, another segment with Lieutenant Governor William Harold Billy Nungesser, possible candidate for governor in 2023, twice elected to the lieutenant governor's office, and he is at odds with his fellow GOP stalwart, Attorney General Jeff Landry, who's in favor of changing the open primary in Louisiana to a closed primary. Now, we did this in 2008, but it only included federal elections, did not include state elections. And there hasn't been a cycle where people ran for governor and lieutenant governor, attorney general in a closed primary system since the mid-70s. And this is a debate that is looking like it's going to happen at the Capitol. And again, if you'd like to join us to talk about this or anything else with Governor Nungesser, 877-217-5757. Mallory points out that there are some Democrats aboard, including State Senator Cleo Fields, that he wants to go to a closed primary. So it would seem, Governor, that that coalition might very well be hard to stop. Is there going to be a real fierce battle at the Capitol?
I really don't know. You know, I was told the committee meeting was just about the congressional races, and I went anyway. And when I got there, they were going to amend it to include statewide. So they're real good at sneaking this stuff in, what it actually is going to say at the last minute, as to not be able to bring additional efforts to stop it. So, you know, I got a job to do rebuilding the tourism industry. I'm going to encourage people to vote against it. But like I said, there was a lot of negative commercials ran and pressure put on things I never thought I'd see in Louisiana to try to control who was Speaker of the House and the Senate. And if they use that kind of intimidation threats, who knows what they can pull off.
877-217-5757. We're going to the phones with Billy Nungesser, and a listener does correctly note, and it is noted in Stephanie Grace's column, too, that Republicans Bill Cassidy and Garrett Graves are both, like Billy Nungesser, they're against the change. So not everybody in the Republican ranks is on board with this. Tom in Woodland Ridge. Tom, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Governor Nungesser. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Governor Nungesser.
Good morning.
Quick question about tourism and recent legislation that's been discussed. I'd like to know how Lieutenant Governor Nungesser feels about the legalization of marijuana.
All right, what about legalization of marijuana?
You know, I haven't even looked in it. You know, coming from the oil industry, I've always been against it because when you legalize it, when you talk about drug testing, going offshore, working on machinery, it's been talked about for 20 years. How do you keep those people drug-free that can pass a drug test? It creates a whole problem in the industry. So I have not been in favor of just legalizing it. I just don't see, especially at a time right now where we're trying to get the workforce back, We've got some hotels that we can't open because people are not going back to work with the stimulus money, and it's going to affect the tourism industry in the short term, not being able to get a lot of these businesses back open. And I think we just need to focus on that.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on with Governor Nungesser.
Yes, Governor, is this your idea of an April Fool's joke? I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that public servants are supposed to put the public ahead of their own selfish ambition.
Well, first off, I always put the public first. I was asked my opinion on and look, I haven't decided what I'm going to do in the next election, but I didn't set out. I ran for parish president because I saw no one help after Katrina, and I was disappointed after the BP oil spill that we gave BP money to Shreveport when there was no oil up there. And so I ran to represent the people, and that's why I don't do political grandstanding and say things that are politically popular. I go out every day and work for all of the people of Louisiana, and we never tell anyone no that calls my office. We try to help everyone. So I disagree with you. I am a public servant, and I don't do things for political reasons.
877-217-5757 is your number. David in Atlanta. David, you're on with Billy Nungesser.
Good morning, gentlemen. As a person who knew Jeanette Mayer personally, but not as a client, may I suggest in order to bring the tourist trade back to Louisiana, as State Representative Mandy Landry has proposed up from uptown New Orleans, let's legalize prostitution, make New Orleans Sin City. We have more to offer than Las Vegas. So, you know, we have the outdoors, the climate, and the restaurants.
All right. Well, there is a bill in the legislature, and I'm sure you know it, Governor, from Mandy Landry, the aforementioned state House member from David in Atlanta, to decriminalize prostitution in Louisiana. Is that a good idea?
No, listen, we're struggling right now to come up with a plan, working with the mayor to control the homeless, fix the crime, the streets, the sidewalks. You know, the French Quarter was on a decline before the COVID. Crime, cleanliness, new attractions. If we don't turn that around and make the French Quarter safe, clean, new attractions, it is going to affect tourism for many years. Conventions will stop coming, and it'll affect tourism all over the state. And I think we got to focus on the things right now that we can do to turn this state around quickly, because we're competing with every other state for those tourism dollars. And we want to do everything we can to attract all mm-hmm. people, family values, everybody that we can to come bring their conventions and conferences to Louisiana.
All right, a listener, this is Tracy at the Capitol, asks about the voters in Louisiana who are not affiliated with either the Republican or Democratic parties. How would they be affected by a closed primary system?
I think, and I haven't seen the bill, but I think they'd have to pick to vote either in the Republican or the Democrat. They couldn't, or they would be not allowed to vote until the runoff. And I don't think we should shut anybody out. You know, if it's a Republican state and everyone can't vote for that person they want, then you're going to end up mm-hmm. with not the best choices.
There would be some ruling, I'm sure, based on the legislation regarding candidates who would be either eligible to run in the general election or perhaps run in one of the party primaries, which would not make any sense. But that would be a robust debate as well, I would think.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we've got so much going on. To throw this in there at a time when we need to be coming together as Louisianans and doing absolutely everything we can to build back our economy, to get all these problems addressed. This is a self-serving bill for a few individuals that probably couldn't win statewide with everybody voting.
All right. The governor notes that 824,000 voters in Louisiana are registered either independent or no party, and that would immensely affect them. On the tourism front, there are some developments regarding state parks and riverboat cruises. What's going on in those areas?
Right. We christened a new boat in New Orleans. We're real excited. That business is really going to help us bring new tourists to all areas of the state. We're looking at three boats going to dock in Baton Rouge, St. Francisville. We're even going to have one boat with a tram, bring them to Poverty Point. We want to make it convenient for all those boats to stop as many places in Louisiana to support all those communities up and down the Mississippi River. As far as the parks, we've had our best year ever with staycation, and we've got some new mountain bike trails. We've got the horseback riding. We've got a new conference center at Poverty Point, and we know people are going to travel and see the great outdoors, and we are sportsman's paradise.
Andrew in Jefferson Parish has been waiting patiently. Andrew, you're on with the governor, Billy Nungesser, the lieutenant governor. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Lieutenant Governor Nungesser. I just wanted to say, you know, coastal communities are very reliant on several, you know, government programs that I think the hard right wing of the Republican Party and the legislature would rather be without. I think the push from folks like Representative Miguez to push away the settlement money and, you know, to hell with the coastal people, let them do without.
All right, we'll get the governor's take when we return and also hear from Mark Ballard of The Advocate after this brief pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. A few more minutes with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. 877-217-5757. Before we hit the break, Andrew in Jefferson Parish asked about government programs, particularly coastal initiatives that cost money, and many conservatives have expressed concern about the cost and have actually voiced opposition to things that presumably help our state immensely. Your thoughts about Andrew's statements?
Well, I agree with it. Let me tell you, we've got to do the right thing. We're about to spend $2 billion on a diversion that at 11 o'clock changed the Marine Mammal Act. Instead of knowing the impact to the fisheries, we're going to monitor it for 5 years. So we're going to spend $2 billion and hope it don't kill all the dolphins and fish. That's ludicrous. And we've spent so much money on consultants and engineers and modeling and buildings and fancy things, when all that money could be pumped with sediment and build ridges and islands and lower storm surge in our lifetime. We don't need a 50-year plan. In 50 years, we'll be having the Grand Isle Fishing Rodeo in Baton Rouge. We're getting enough money from BP to save our coast. God help us if we waste it. And we're getting ready to waste a lot of it.
Got time for one more caller for Billy Nungesser. Matt, who should we go to? Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, you're on with Governor Nungesser.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. Nungesser, for being a good public servant. I have a couple questions. Do you know something about the municipal auditorium in New Orleans? I understand there's a movement on to either just tear that down or maybe put it to good use. And second question is, are the dirt bike trails open in our parks? Can you go ride a dirt bike now in one of our parks?
Yeah, well, it's bikes. It's not motorbikes. The only motorbikes I think are allowed on those trails over in Toledo Bend, and you can go to our website and see where those are. I understand the mayor is trying to move City Hall into the municipal auditorium. That has been the talk. I don't know how far along that is. I know there's a lot of opposition from the residents in the French Quarter. We've been working on a plan to make the French Quarter a separate entity with management helping, like they did in San Diego, separated from the city to clean it up. And I know she's been talking about that, and that's what I know about the municipal auditorium. Thank you for calling.
Governor, thank you very much, and let's talk again soon. Billy Nungesser, appreciate
you. Thank you, my friend. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and your family. Take care.